Hi friends, welcome to CurseBreak.com. This is Evangelist Fernando Perez, and today I'm praying a healing prayer for those victims of abuses. If you're suffering from traumas related to verbal abuse, physical abuse, financial abuse, domestic abuse, or sexual abuse, I want to pray with you today for your healing, for God to restore your life in Jesus' name. I hope and I pray that today's prayer will bless you, bring comfort, peace, and restoration back to your life. I'm standing with you today according to God's word that is found in the book of Psalms 34 and verse 18. The word of God declares, "The Lord is near to the broken heart and save those who are crushed in spirit." Amen. I would encourage you to close your eyes and receive this prayer. As I'm praying for you, I ask you to give your hurt, your pain, your bitterness, or anything that is bothering you to the Lord. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you to pray for this person, victim of abuse. I ask in your precious name for your healing power to touch this person right now and to heal the trauma, the scars, the wounds that occurred through traumatic events. I ask that you set them free and heal them from all bad memories and emotional flashback that is still haunting them to this day. I command in Jesus' name all the traumas that occurred through verbal abuses to leave them now. I speak healing to this person that is suffering from verbal abuse, all the verbal bullying, accusations, blames, threats, cursing words. I command to leave them now. All the heaviness, all the weight, all the sorrow, all the pain that is stored up inside of their hearts, I command in Jesus' name, leave them now. I command all the pain of verbal abuse, leave this person in Jesus' mighty name. I speak, I release a word of healing upon your life, and I declare that every heaviness, every depression, oppression that have come into your life through verbal abuse, as a minister of the gospel, I speak healing upon your life now in Jesus' name. Father, for those who've been victim of physical abuse, such as violence, punching, beating, kicking, or any type of physical abuse, I speak healing upon them. All the traumas, all the pain, everything that is still affecting their lives, hindering them to walk in freedom, I declare the healing power of Jesus, healing and restoring all the organs, all the bones, all the parts of their body that they need a miracle because of physical abuse. I ask you, Lord, restore them physically, spiritually, mentally, in any area of their lives that they need healing. I ask you, Lord, remove the fear, remove, Lord, the lack of trust in people. I ask you, Lord, that you touch them and restore their lives. I declare healing upon this person in Jesus' name. For those victims of financial abuse, I ask you, Lord, that you touch them right now. This person that's been forbidden to work or forced to work. People have stolen their money. I ask you that you touch them. This person that has been controlled, Lord, their money has been controlled. People have stolen from them. I ask you that you touch them. Remove the pain. Restore their lives. I ask you, Lord, for all the traumas that came upon their lives through financial abuse, I ask you for your healing power to restore them for the glory of your name. I declare and I decree as a minister of the gospel, healing, restoration to come upon their lives now in Jesus' name. I pray Lord, for just to be made on their behalf. I ask you, Lord, for wisdom. I ask you for revelation. I ask you, even if they're in a situation right now, that you give them, Lord, the wisdom, that you give them, Lord, the ability to come out of the situation in Jesus' mighty name. I ask you, Lord, for justice on behalf of this person in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for this person, victim of traumas, Lord, relate to the domestic abuse. I ask, Lord, that you heal them. This person has been forced, Lord, to use drugs, alcohol. This person has been forced to have sexual acts against their will, threatenings against their lives, to kill them, to hurt them, accusations, lies against their lives. I ask, Lord, that you heal them, restore their lives in your precious mighty name. I declare and I decree, as a minister of the gospel, your healing power restoring their lives in Jesus' mighty name. I commend all the domestic abusers, if they're still suffering under domestic abuse, I command it to stop. I ask you, Lord, for everything that is covered, everything, Lord, that against them, Lord, to be exposed in Jesus' name, and I ask for justice on their behalf in Jesus' mighty name. This person, victim of controlling, manipulation, this person, Father, feels like they are trapped, Lord, in this cage, Lord, in this prison. Lord, I ask you, Lord, that you set them free. Lord, in Jesus' name, I declare freedom upon this person now, in Jesus' name. I ask you for your healing touch, to touch every area of their hearts, the deepest part of their hearts that needs healing. I ask you, Lord, to heal them, each one of them, no matter what abuse they've been under. I ask you, Lord, to heal, that you restore them for the glory of your name. This person, Father, victim of sexual abuse, rape, I ask you, Lord, heal them. God, I'm asking, Lord, touch them. Father God, I'm asking you that you heal the scars, the emotion, the fear, the lack of trust. Lord, the fear of the future, the fear of trusting people, the fear of allowing people into their lives. I ask you, Lord, touch them, restore them. Only you can restore their lives. And so I'm asking your precious mighty name that you heal them from sexual abuse, rapes, restore their mind, restore their body, restore them, every part of their body. Father, I pray for your healing power to restore them. I declare and I decree that, Lord, that this thing, Lord, that they have gone through, this abuses to stop, Lord, the healing to come in Jesus' mighty name. I bless this person in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I pray from this day on, I declare, I release a prophetic word. I release a word of healing. I declare that everything that is out of alignment in their lives, those who feel like they are stuck in their past, those who feel like they cannot move ahead because of abuses, I command, Lord, this trap of abuse to be broken today. I declare this thing to be broken off their lives in Jesus' name, and I speak freedom from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. It's been such a great blessing to pray with you today. I would recommend you to listen to this prayer often to help you, to bless your life. Amen. For more videos of healing and deliverance, you can go to my website, cursebreak.com. And don't forget that the best days of your life is still ahead of you. God bless you. Bye for now.